as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
We are Serotones, and this is Don't Need It.
Hello and welcome to the Sessions at Midori House. I'm Holly Fisher. This week's guests hail from Shreveport, Louisiana, where lead singer AJ Haynes grew up in gospel choirs in her local Baptist church. And boy, did they train her well. AJ met the rest of her band later on when they combined a mutual love of punk music with her powerful bluesy voice to form Serotones. The band's just been touring around Europe and North America after the release of their debut album Get Gone, and now they're here in Monocle Studios to play for us.
Take a ticket, won't you take a ride, baby? You can meet me on the other side, baby. Come in closer and I'll have you see. Test your will, baby. All those times you made the time stand still, baby. Just a touch on you will have me singing. I saw the light. Cast those demons out and cast your spell, baby. I don't know you, but I know you.
AJ from Serotones, welcome to the Sessions at Midori House.
Hello.
I wanted to start off by talking about your voice. I know that you come from a gospel background, but when did you get into sort of a punkier sound?
That came when I was in my late teens, mid to late teens. It just made sense. It seemed like very like parallel spaces, church and going to punk shows. It's a very insular community. A lot of the same kind of spirit, you know.
And you released your album earlier on this year, Get Gone, and mm-hmm. since then you guys seem to have been permanently on the road. How has life on the road been for you?
I prefer it. Although I do miss my dog and my housemates and my family, but it's great. I get to live out my 16-year-old dream of being stuck in a van with my favorite people, so it's pretty cool.
And I guess, like, your sound, it's very much a live band sound rather than a studio band. Do you think that's where your music really thrives on the stage?
I think we're a very young band, you know, and that's how we cut our teeth, is this very live, here and now kind of setting. And that's where we are now. I don't know. I really don't know. I'm curious to see where things move, you know?
And what's your live show like? I guess it's pretty upbeat and fun.
Super fun. I have a ton of fun. Very sweaty. Definitely high energy. It's not a sleepy show. It's like a double shot of espresso with like 2 tablespoons of honey and some ginger. That's the recipe, yeah.
Recipe for a good live show. Mm-hmm. And then how do you bring that sort of high energy sound into the studio when you're recording?
It seems pretty effortless, and working with the right people that just get that vibe and are able to tap into that. The producer with whom we work, Jimbo Mathis, said, you know, recording's like trying to capture lightning in a bottle. It's a bit of sorcery and a lot of technical prowess and hoping the right climate, you know. This is Chandelier.
Here she comes, grooving slowly, shake like a chandelier, shimmy near me. Take your time. You can take your time. Long and tall, dark and lovely, move like the rising sun. When you're near me, baby, can't help that backbone slipping. Pull it up, I'm just suspended. You can take your time. You can take your time. You'll see me when I'm swinging through. Beam gleaming, swagging. Mine cuts 2 by 2. Can't put no thing on what I do, baby. Switch your hips, I slang a spell on you.
You've been touring for a while now. Where gets the best reception, though? Where do the audiences really get moving?
I don't know. People listen to things and appreciate things differently. So, for example, when we played Peace Stereo, there's a ton of people like 2,000 people. And they were so still and quiet and completely engaged that I could hear a pin drop between tuning and the way that they envelop themselves in a song, even though there's not that visual response of them dancing. You don't always need that, you know. It's helpful, but you just kind of have to get on the same level. I mean, shows back home go, they're super rowdy.
I can imagine it gets quite
absurd.
Raucous.
There's nothing like a hometown show. Whew. Ooh, Lord, that's what a hometown show is. It's a hot and delicious mess.
When you've got a crowd of 2,000 who are standing still and just staring at you, does that change what you're like on stage as well?
Hell no. No, it's just, you just kind of have to dig in and it was cold too, you know?
Got to keep moving to stay warm.
Yeah, I keep moving to stay warm. They're just like trying to like, keep the warmth, like a layer around them or something like that. And that's fine. I mean, you know, there's different cultures and just different ways of appreciating music. And that's what I love about traveling is that crowds aren't the same. I'd prefer it that way because then you get to see how you're animating a space and that kind of dialogue with the audience is, it's what it should be. It shouldn't be you screaming at them all the time. It should be this kind of engaged thing.
Mm. So when you're watching a band, what do you love in a live band?
My favorite shows to go to are really small, intimate acoustic sets, just because I feel you can really get down to, not necessarily this idea of authenticity, because I think that's really like convoluted, but it's just something singular for me to pay attention to. But I also love the absurd. You know, I like nudity and peanut butter and glitter and...
What kicks like, have you been coming to?
People throwing up. I think one of my favorite shows was I saw Black Lips in New Orleans for New Year's Eve. It was bananas. They played at One Eyed Jack's and the bassist just had this intensity to him. And then I look over and he's like vomiting and just still playing. And there was toilet paper, like King Kong and the Shrines and King Kong the Barbecue Show. Like I love that kind of rowdy, raucous, kind of gross. You kind of feel like you need to shower like 3 times after you leave. So I think I like these very, very highly different
extremes.
These extremes, thank you. This is Kingdom Come.
Been listening to the Sessions at Midori House, and this week's performance was from Serotones. Their new album Get Gone is out now on Fat Possum Records, and the band's currently touring North America into the new year and will return to Europe in February. This show was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and mixed by Alex Funnell. Join us again at the same time next week when Robert Bound will be getting jazzy with Master of the Keys Neil Cowley. But for now, thanks for tuning in.